Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Along Came a Writer Network. Opinions expressed in our shows do not necessarily reflect those of the network.
To the Lena Nelson Dooley Show on the Along Came a Writer Network on Blog Talk Radio. And today we are going to have a special, wait a minute. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you an exclusive interview with a woman who claims, I can hardly say it out loud, it's so preposterous, but the woman claims her son has risen from the dead. We here at Along Came a Writer Blog Talk Radio Network are committed to bringing you nothing but truth. So we went straight to the source. Mary of Nazareth, the boy's mother, has agreed to talk only to us. Let's see if I can get her on the line. Mary of Nazareth, can you hear me? Mary, can you hear me? Hello? Mary? Yes. I'm here. James brought me the gourd. I don't know how far the string will stretch. I don't know why you would want to talk to me. I am no one, really. Just a woman from a place no one has ever heard of. Until today. I've done all sorts of Google searches according to history. You are his mother, correct? Yes. I'm the mother of Jesus. Then I think you're the perfect one to shed light on the news hitting social media. Man awakens from the dead. Or, Christ the Lord is risen is trending on every platform worldwide. If a worldwide platform means tying an innocent man to a post in the middle of town and nearly whipping him to death, then nailing him to a cross, then my son is that man. I knew from the moment the angel appeared to me, my son would change the world. I just didn't know how much he would change me. Did you say an angel appeared to you? Yes, to tell me I was going to have a child. Couldn't your husband just gone pick up one of those little kits at the drugstore? You see, that was the problem. I didn't have a husband. Oh, then the internet stories I found on you are true. The paternity of your child is in question. Everyone in our small village thought the worst of me, that I had done, well, you know, sinful things. But I hadn't. Even my parents had trouble believing that I was still a virgin, and that the child I carried was from God. Frankly, my dear, I'm inclined to take their side. I mean, what you're claiming is almost as impossible as to believe rising from the dead? Yes. I know what I'm claiming seems far-fetched when you first hear it, but not when you look at the facts, as I have a million times over since the moment when the glorious light appeared to me and the most intoxicating voice I'd ever heard whispered in my ears. And what facts are those? This is your chance to tell your side, Mary. My listeners want the truth. Yahweh's words in our home every day. We lived by the words of the law and were taught the scriptures from our childhood. I knew what the prophets had said about the coming of the Messiah. I knew the Messiah would be born of a virgin. I just never expected that virgin to be me. Are you certain you didn't, how can I put this? Are you certain you didn't make up this angel visitation? Not that I'm blaming you. After all, you were in a bit of a pickle and desperate, I'm sure. I confess that as a child, I often sat on the hillside behind our home in Nazareth and dreamed, like most of my friends. I pretended that I was the mother of the Messiah. I dreamed of glory, honor, and a special touch everyone would recognize. Of course, I never really thought the Messiah would actually be my child. That the Lord would choose me was only a dream. I am nobody special. But according to several reliable sources, there was a man, a human man. Oh, you mean Joseph. Yes, according to my research, you were engaged. Sometimes young lovers are impetuous, unable to control themselves. Sometimes things happen, you know. Surely you can see why your relationship with Joseph could raise a few eyebrows. As I neared the age for marriage, like every other girl my age, I considered the crop of eligible young men in our village. My friends and I often met at the well and discussed who we'd like our parents to choose for our husbands. I looked and thought and prayed, and as I grew older, one man settled into the crevices of my heart. Joseph. Joseph was several years older than me, so I was reluctant to tell anyone, especially not my friends at the well. It seemed too private, but I told Yahweh. I always tell the Lord everything I'm thinking and feeling. What happened? Out of the blue, Joseph approached my father about marrying me. I knew Yahweh must have had something to do with it. There were many other girls ready for marriage in our village. I feared that Joseph would want one of them, but he told my father that he had watched me grow, and I was the one he wanted to be the mother of his children. When my father told me, I went out to the hillside and danced for joy. I sang and praised the Lord. I knew Yahweh had heard me and was fulfilling the desire of my heart. So, you and Joseph were married? No, betrothed. Well, technically, isn't being betrothed like being married? There's much to do during the betrothal period. Joseph began to prepare a place for us to live. He built furniture for our home. I prepared the linens we would need, being especially careful with every stitch. I was preparing for our marriage with every fiber of my being. I could not have been happier. Then the unexpected happened. The angel showed up. Gabriel. His name was Gabriel. I was sitting in the garden in the late afternoon, sewing. I really enjoyed the garden that time of day. I was soaking up the sun's warmth and humming a happy tune as I thought about my good fortune. At first, I was not aware there was anyone in the garden with me. I sensed his presence before I saw him. Then this glowing stranger called me, "Favored One." My goodness, what did that mean? I was almost frightened, but his eyes and voice were gentle. When he told me that Yahweh had sent him, I did not understand. He went on to tell me that I would have a child, and that child would be great, and the Son of the Most High. If you think you can't comprehend such a message, can you imagine how hard that was for me to comprehend? The dream of my childhood was coming true, but I did not even remember having that dream. My heart and mind were full of my new dream. It was not until after the angel left that I remembered the other one. What did you say? I told the angel that I was willing to do anything the Lord wanted. He told me that my cousin Elizabeth, who had been barren until past childbearing age, was going to have a baby too. So that is why you went to see your cousin. Yes and no. After I told my parents what had happened, they thought it best to send me out of town. You see, my father did not want me to suffer the scandal that was sure to come if learned of the baby. I think I agreed because I did not want to see the disappointment on my beloved's face. I couldn't bear the thought of Joseph believing I had betrayed him. Elizabeth and I had always been close, so my parents sent me there. I cried the whole way. Now as I look back, I know this is hard to understand, but my tears were a mixture of incredible sorrow and great joy. You see, I loved Joseph. I could not imagine my life without him, but I loved Yahweh more, and I knew I would do anything to protect this little life growing inside of me. The minute I walked into Elizabeth's house, the child in my womb leaped. She was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied about the baby in me. That confirmed what I already knew. Nothing is impossible for Yahweh. So what did happen when Joseph found out? It was not easy for him at first. He had a hard time understanding. But the Lord sent the angel to reassure him. Joseph was a good and faithful man. He loved Yahweh as much as I. The people in the village did not understand. Many said unkind things about Joseph and me. I could not have taken their scorn had it not been for Joseph and his abiding belief the Lord would somehow see us through this. So you returned to Nazareth? Yes. Then why was Jesus born in Bethlehem? The Romans ordered a census. We were compelled to return to the origin of Joseph's family to be counted. My parents begged me to stay with them because I was close to delivery and the journey to Bethlehem would be long and hard. But Joseph was now my husband, and where he went, I would go. We packed just what we could carry for the journey. Mother insisted I stick in some swaddling clothes just in case we were not home before the baby came. I should have remembered that the prophets had said the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, but my mind was so focused, child inside me safe, I did not even think of it until the first birth pain struck just outside the small town of Bethlehem. Oh my! Far from home, so young, and now you were going to have a baby on a dusty road? What did you do? Long before the first sharp pain of labor, I knew why Yahweh had chosen Joseph for me. He loved and cherished me, even though I was carrying another's child. On the journey, he tried to keep me from feeling the strain. We traveled slowly and camped in carefully selected places. He made me a soft bed each night near the end of the journey. He gave me more and more of his bedding to make my bed even softer. He would not listen to me when I urged him to take his share. It was because of his gentle care that we were a little later arriving than most of the travelers. Once in Bethlehem and searched for a place to stay, he did not want to bring me to a stable, but it was becoming painfully obvious I had to find somewhere warm and dry. So you gave birth alone? I was never alone. Joseph and Yahweh were right there holding my hand. When Joseph placed Jesus in my arms, I knew God himself had come near. What did he look like? Oh, my baby was the most wonderful baby I'd ever seen. Dark curls crowned his perfectly shaped head. Long lashes rested on his cheeks. his flesh so soft and warm. As he slept, I watched the gentle rise and fall of his stomach and wondered at the sight of God breathing the same air as I. Lena, are you crying? I'm sorry. I've tried to remain neutral, but I would give anything to have seen God in your arms. How could you bear all that happened to him in his life and then to part with him in such a tragic manner? It's true. His life on this earth was difficult. At times it was hard to separate the human child from the divine. I was his mother, and those memories sustained me. But now those memories have been surpassed by an even greater one. What could be greater than giving birth to the Lord and Savior of the world? Standing in front of an empty tomb, knowing death had been conquered because I had mothered the child of God. Oh, my goodness, Mary. You truly are blessed among women. I thank you for sharing your story with us so that we too can feel and see what happened when the Son of God stepped from the halls of heaven onto earth and spent time so that we could be connected to his Father God for being with us today. This drama was brought to you by Lena Nelson Dooley and Lynn Gentry. And this will be in a podcast if you want one to have at home. It will be free on iTunes very soon. Thank you.